episode 464, How to Live in the Moment.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sisters, women of impact. How are you? I'm so thrilled you're here. Come on in. Let's get comfortable. It is girl chat time. It's time to get our day going. Our time. You have been focused on everybody else. So now just take a moment. Deep breath in and out. Oh, feels good, doesn't it? Have you even stopped long enough to breathe today? Have you been running in circles? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now and you're like, you're breathing on the air. Yes, breathing is very important in life. And you know, when you get stuck in the hustle and bustle of things, sometimes we do forget to breathe. So it's a good thing to breathe. But welcome if you're brand new. Welcome to this incredible family. I am delighted that you're here and very blessed by your presence. If you want to learn more about Create Your Now, head on over to the website, createyournow.com. And most importantly, I want to hear from you. You could do that a couple ways. You could hit Let's Connect from createyournow.com and drop me a little note. Say, hey, I love this, or hey, I really did not like this. Either way, I really do want to hear from you, okay? Honestly. And then the other thing is maybe you're like, this is really good. I want to help spread the word. How can I do that? Well, obviously, you can tell your family and friends. But if you have about 30 to 45 seconds, you can go to iTunes and place a review. All you do is go into podcast and you click on reviews, and right there you can log in and you can sit there and leave a rating and review. That helps spread the word for this Create Your Now Your Best Selfie podcast to get out for all to hear. All right, enough of the domestic beauties. Yes, all the things that we have to get out of the way. There's so much, and I know your schedule is jam-packed, and we've got something very important to talk about today, how to live in the moment. Are you just going crazy? Are you looking at your TV sometimes and going, oh my gosh, could there be any more destruction in life? Can there be any more negativity? And then sometimes now you don't even turn it on because you know that all you're going to hear about is the bad stuff. When the world is hurting all around you, hopelessness hits home. You don't know what to do. You're juggling chaos and challenges, some good and some bad, yet you don't feel like you're getting anywhere. How to live in the moment. I look around and, you know, we see the stuff on TV, the wars, the murders, the disease, the death, the earthquakes, all those things that we really don't want to talk about that exist, but then we bring it home and we look at broken relationships. We look at kids that are into drugs that have strayed away from their parents. We look at ones that unfortunately commit suicide. We've got adults that are doing that now. We're so high tech in technology, but we've lost our humanness. We've lost that touch, that I care about you, that hug, that moment, how to live in the moment. But really, it is sometimes hard to live in that moment, isn't it? Because it's moments you don't want to live in. And you're like, I can't escape this, Christiane. You don't understand. I've got mountains to climb. And all I do is I get up just enough and I think I'm going to be on the hilltop. And all of a sudden, I go falling all the way down further than what I had to climb up. The rigors of life, the torments that we go through, the trials and the tribulations, they're there to make you stronger. But I know you don't want to lose hope. You want to know how to live in the moment. Well, I was blessedly refreshed. I've had a great, awesome week and spent a lot of time with elementary and middle schoolers. And one important elementary child, my own, my littlest one, he had a choir concert. And it was their pop choir concert. And I love all the different genres of music that they get to sing. We do everything from contemporary, then they do some traditional to Christian even, and then they take it into your pop. And they cover it. I mean, classical too. They cover a very broad range. Well, on this particular last concert of the year, and since he's a fifth grader, this is it, our last elementary concert, there was a song that they sang. And it's sung now by Tim McGraw, called Humble and Kind. If you haven't heard it, it's amazing. And it's something that we can learn a lot from. It was written by Lori McKenna. And the words are piercing. They stab you right where you need it. And of course, now as a mom listening to these children's voices singing, I mean, tears just began to flood. And they didn't just run down my cheek, but they flooded my soul. You see, how to live in the moment is always stay humble and kind. We're always looking for the quick fix, but that quick fix is sometimes the most simple thing right in front of you. Always stay humble and kind. Your keep it simple strategy is just that. It's not trying to look for what you can buy, the high tech, the latest and greatest, the 2.0 or the 4.0 version. It's you. It starts with you. Always stay humble and kind. Seems ever so simple, but how do you really do it? How to live in the moment by staying humble and kind. Number one, use your childhood manners taught by mama. Yeah, seriously, hold the door. Say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie. Don't carry around grudges. Don't just throw out the words, I love you. They're not a pickup line. They have meaning. I love you is powerful. Use your childhood manners taught by your mama. Number two, keep dreaming and help others in line. You may get up to that mountaintop. You may get up to that peak, but realize that someone has helped you up there. And so help those that are behind you. Lift them up. Pick them up. And if you say, oh, but Christiane, I have done this myself. Oh, no, you have not. I guarantee you God has been walking right next to you. You see that one set of footprints on the sand? He carried you through that valley up to the mountaintop. Always stay humble and kind. Number three, recognize your own hard work in your heart, but your attitude is of servitude. You see, we can become very prideful as human beings because of our selfishness, that layering of self. And as we have gotten through and gained and life has happened with our technology and all this awesome stuff that really does make life a little bit easier and to some extent better, it's hurt us because we become prideful. And that can be very, very debilitating for oneself. It can eat you and rot you from the inside out. You don't want to be a rotting piece of wood from the inside out because what happens? Eventually you fall apart. So recognize your own hard work in your heart, but your attitude is of servitude. You want to be proud of your accomplishment, but you always do it by staying kind and humble. You don't want to say, ha ha, I did this. Look at me. Look at me. You can say, this was an awesome opportunity to serve, to make for a better world. Yes, you worked hard. And you can say that. We worked hard. I worked hard. It was an amazing accomplishment. But your attitude is of servitude. Always stay humble and kind. Number four, love them where they're at. That's a tough one. Number four is tough because think about just driving nowadays. And you hear these reports of what? Road rage all the time. Why is that? Because everybody's on their self mission. The self mission is what they see. They don't know that anybody else is around them. I experienced that this weekend driving to church. And we were driving. And as we were driving, we were in the far right lane. And it's four lanes wide, this highway is. We were in the far right lane, so we only had the shoulder to go on the right. And there's this little gray Toyota four-door car next to us, and I see it in the lane next to us. Well, all of a sudden, I was having this conversation with the kiddos, and all of a sudden, I noticed this gray car, this gray thing was coming into my lane, and I'm like, oh, she's just drifting. She'll correct. Oh, no, she never corrected. She kept coming and coming and coming. We drove at 72 miles per hour driving. I was on the full shoulder, coming onto an on-ramp to enter another highway, and she basically ran us off the side of the road. If I would have stopped, we would have gotten hit and most likely rolled because of the type of vehicle that I drive. I'm a bigger SUV, so, you know, throw me off one way. You know how all those turns and twists happens with bigger vehicles. And the crazy thing is I don't think she had a clue. I don't think she even knew what she was doing. I lambasted my horn. I wasn't necessarily going to do anything about it, but I wanted her to know that she was truly in the wrong and about took out a family. I quickly passed her, and my daughter, who was sitting in the front seat at the time, looked in, and I said, don't make any weird, you know, motions or anything to her. You don't know what's going on in her life. But I said, do you think she even had a clue? And she said, Mom, I don't think she even realized it. We're all on a self mission. With that self mission, though, are you willing to take someone out? You see, this little car tried to take us out. And even though it was kind of crazy, I did stop, not literally my vehicle, but I took a moment in my mind and I said out loud to the kids, she may have done wrong, but praise the Lord, we were able to get off to the shoulder. Mama's a good driver. I brought us back on. And we're all okay. Now we just got to figure out what's wrong with her. Hopefully she's not high on drugs, because the woman did not react to anything. I mean, I'm a big, big vehicle. You can't miss me. Love them where they're at, even in something like that. Don't let your self-mission cloud your vision. Always stay humble and kind. And number five, love your reflection, who you are. You know that golden rule that's actually like in the Bible, believe it or not? Love your neighbor as you love yourself. You see, the problem is we're on a self mission, but we really don't like ourselves. We don't love ourselves. We're trying to do everything out of selfishness instead of self-love. And there is a difference. So love your reflection. Do you love your reflection? You got to be humble and kind to yourself so you can pass that on to someone else. Don't let the world that's hurting around you cloud you. Take away your heart and strip you of your humanness. Always stay humble and kind. You have many mountains to climb, many challenges, and a lot of chaos probably yet to come, especially if you're a mama and dads too, because that's what life does. It has twists and turns, ups and downs. It's the roller coaster. But how to live in the moment and understand where you're coming from, always stay humble and kind. You are worthy. You're an absolutely incredible woman. Always stay humble and kind. Live in the moment. Trust who you are and the journey that you're in. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.